Great Holy Spirit fire, we thank you for dwelling in our beings, in our minds, in our souls. Thank you for divine renewal of our temple.
Thank you, great divine Holy Spirit. We love you. We thank you for dwelling in our bodies, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Holy Spirit is all in all in all. It atomizes everything. We thank you, divine Holy Spirit, for being in our subconscious mind, our conscious mind, and our superconscious mind. We love you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Zoom fire, we adore you, sweetheart Pipey. We thank you so much because we have mind to think. We have a heart to feel and vibrate. We thank you, beloved helper, Holy Ghost, eternal Holy Spirit. Thank you for renewing us in our minds, in our bodies, and in our souls.
We thank you, divine Holy Spirit, the Holy Helper, which is our divine helper. We thank you for helping
Please
our members. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you for healing our eyes. We thank you for being the divine comforter in all our life. We love you and we praise you. So be it.
Jesus,
baby. We love you, Jesus. The Son of God, the Lord, the conqueror of the earth, the master of the universe. We love you, our Father, our Creator, Jesus, baby. We love you, we praise you, we adore you. You are the God of this planet. You are the master of this planet. You are our Heavenly Father. We thank you. We thank you for the grandfather, Jehovah, for sending you, Jesus. We praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Glory to you, Jesus Christ Almighty, divine blessed Savior of the universe, of the Lord of the world. We agape thee, and we thank you for your compassion and for your love and for your holy forgiveness. Amen.
We thank you, internal spirit, divine comforter. Your name, Jesus, baby. We love you. We praise you. We thank you, Jesus, for dwelling within us, our consciousness. 24-7, you with us. All the time, even as we sleep, you're there operating in our temple, keeping our bodies alive, keeping it healthy, keeping it young. You find it through the resurrection of ourselves, through the Christ energy. We thank you for that energy. We thank you for energizing our bodies in the daytime. We thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you for healing our minds. We thank you for being the conqueror of the earth in our bodies, because you love body beings and we love you, Jesus.
Jesus, baby. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. In the name of you, Jesus, we love you. Lord Jesus' name. Greetings, my beautiful loves, on this great, beautiful day of Mars the 6th, 2016. I almost said 15 plus 1. 16 in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the new age of consummation and fire. On this great Christmas day of celebrating, on this great Palm Tree Sunday, celebrating, on this great Easter day, celebrating. Palm Tree Sunday is on the first day of spring, on Mars the 20th of 2016. Easter Sunday is on Mars 27th. Of 2016, we just glorify the eternal energy on this great, glorious Christmas Day. My brother, the other day, I was in Anaheim, California, and I talked to this megabyte lady, sweetheart, and I said, Merry Christmas. And she said, it's not Christmas. I said, what did you mean? Is Christ dead? Was he not born? She said, oh. You see, people are unaware. They're so unaware of what it is. You see what I'm saying? Christmas is a state of consciousness. It's not looking for Santa Claus to come down the chimney. It's more than that. This Christmas, this great creator, the Redeemer, the Son of God, is dynamic, magnanimous, fantabulous, exotic, divine, supreme, glorious. You know, people, my sweetheart saints, all you saints that try to keep secret sins, I speak to you. Learn to acknowledge what your weaknesses are. And then bring them to the Son of God, Jesus. And Jesus can help you out. You can also bring it to the council of the Boinkies or the saints or whoever you may be and communicate. If you don't have a Boinkie in your group, shame on you and pray that they get the Holy Ghost so you can be able to communicate with your people. It is imperative, my beloved, that you do not hide and try to cover your sins and weaknesses from God or from the Supreme Being or from whoever Christ administrates on planet Melchizedek Earth. It's time that we be just and truth. It's time that we be honest among ourselves. If we are honest, then the Holy Spirit, the Zoom fire, can resonate in us. Like today, for the Boinkies that have covenant of the saints of the Most High Jesus, the Jesus, Holy Spirit, Zoom fire, new and everlasting covenant that's set for today, already in motion, for those who are in motion on March the 6th of 2016, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is imperative to be frank with yourself, to be honest to the Christ fire that is within. This energy, this Zoom fire, this Christ-like, this divine Holy Spirit is in our being. And the Holy Spirit knows everything that we thinketh. It knows if you thinketh, it knows everything. It knows how you think. That's why I said if you thinketh, but thinking, it knows, the Holy Spirit knows all about us. Holy Spirit knows more than we know about ourselves. The Holy Spirit knows who you are, what you are, why you are, where you are. Are you a dog or are you a god? Are you a lover of Jesus or are you a monster for Beelzebub who has no boobs? It's imperative, sweethearts, that we be true and just, honest and truth, just and truth. That's where the Holy Spirit hangs and bodies people like that, the temple. That we are temples of light of Christ. We are temples of Jesus Christ's Spirit. So we are to be very, very cautious of how we live. We are to live the law of the angels. The law of the angels is when nobody is looking at you, nobody's looking at your thoughts but you and Christ, what are you thinking? Are you thinking about what you should be thinking about? You see, and if a hooscow thought or a negative thought come in your being, learn to acknowledge and uproot it and throw it out. If you have a weakness within your being, whether it be a hot nature dig or something, or whatever it may be, learn to talk to the Christ. Learn to be honest with yourself. Learn to be, you know, like I said, like I told my brother the other day, one of them days, and where was I at? Was I in Santa Ana, my brother? We've been to so many places. Wherever I was, somebody was smoking a good blunt, you know, heavy duty. I could smell that blunt, and I don't care for smoking. I never did smoke, and I thank Jesus, and neither do I condemn those who do have that weakness. But my brother, the blunt was so strong, it made my dick hard, you see? And I told Jesus, in case he didn't know, and I know he knows. What am I saying? I humble myself. I try to keep the spirit of humility, and I say, Jesus, this blunt is so strong, it's affecting my inner being. It's affecting my organs within. It's making my dick get hard. And I'm not going to say dick on the radio 14 times. I'm just going to say it a few times. Then I'll say Johnson for those who are really nice. But if you're Trump, like my son Trump, Donald Trump, he'll say it directly, you see? And that's how we are. We are direct, so that you may know nothing is hid from the eyes nor from the mind of Jesus Christ. Nothing is hid from the mind of Holy Spirit. We got to glorify the truth.
You got that right, baby. Jesus, Holy Spirit, the divine comforter that's within every being. That light of Christ, that consciousness, everyone has it. Remember, Jesus, our Father, our Creator, put that in us. That divine Holy Spirit. Everyone has it in them. They have that divine comfort. They have the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus' Spirit. It's in them. You get baptized as it energizes your whole body. See, that's why the body is important.
Yes.
When you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it energizes every organ, every atom of your body. Meanwhile, before that, you just have the consciousness within you. It tells you to do right and wrong. Everybody has that. They know not to shoot a nigger bite. Everybody knows that. You know not to do that. Everybody knows you don't steal. You don't need the Ten Commandments. Everybody knows that. You don't commit adultery. Everybody has that in their consciousness. But when you get that divine Holy Ghost, like my loving brother said, that divine comforter, that would tell you, you have to be just and true to get that. If you're not just and true, you cannot get the Holy Ghost. If you can't, or you have a hard time, you need to talk to Jesus, baby, and he will help you become just and true. If you have a problem, talk to the Holy Ghost. Talk to the Holy Ghost. That's the divine comforter. That is your peacemaker within you. You got to talk to it. It can help you. It can guide you. You know, you want the Holy Ghost? Talk to Jesus, the Son of God. Remember, he gives the Holy Ghost. He is the planetary Christ. He is our creator. That brother man, God, he's here for you. If you want the Holy Ghost, talk to him. Praise him. Worship him. As you praise him and chant his name and worship him, you will get that divine Holy Ghost. That's important. Very important. That's where Christianity stands out as far as than other religions. You have that divine comforter around. You have that divine energy. See, the Christian religion has got away from that. You know, they're playing, like my father said, Heavenly Father Jehovah was telling me, they playing,
Churchy ghost.
He said they playing churchy ghost. He says a lot of people playing churchy ghost. That was funny.
Yes.
But anyway,
they should go ahead and get cast for the ghost.
Churchy ghost. But anyway, he means that, you know, people pretend like they all that, you know, like some people with the hell. And they think they all that.
Right.
I don't want to mention their name. They're musicians.
That's
they think
right.
They got the songs. They think all that. And they're in hell. You know, you say, how did they go to hell? A lot of ministers, they're in hell.
Right.
It's the hell. They're in hell. You may think they are one way, but inside they're another way. and they can put on the front real good. You cannot fool the ghost holy.
That's right.
You cannot fool God, Jesus, the Creator. You cannot fool Jehovah, the Supreme Commander in Chief. You
right.
cannot fool these beings, you know, and the energy. You know, you can't fool it, you know. You cannot fool even the judgment angels or whatever. You cannot fool anybody. You think you can get away with stuff, you got to be just and true. You got to be, just like my brother said, my loving brother said, you got to live the laws of the angels. Because if you don't, you know, you're only hurting yourself. When there's something to steal, oh, nobody's listening to me. Nobody can see me. I can steal that. Oh, you think so? It's trillions of angels looking to you. It's all the heavenly hosts looking at you. It's all Jehovah and Jesus looking at you.
Right.
The gods are looking at you. Everybody's looking at you. Don't think you're getting away from, oh, I can go cheat on my wife. Nobody will see me. Oh, nobody will see this. Nobody will see that. Believe me, it's being seen. And sometimes the beings will let something happen where you can get caught, and it's only for your good, you know. Just like doing negative. You do negative, you do a lot of negative, we're going to get into another realm, the negative, X-rated stuff. You're negative. Now, it comes to our attention that now women are letting men stick their dick in their buttocks. Now, they're saying, well, that's cool because it's a female. That's not cool. That's the same as doing it on a man. And a lot of women are doing it. You're just as guilty. You're just as guilty as a man doing it to the man. It's not cool. Especially a lot of niggabites are doing that. Now, let's get down.
That's right.
Even animals don't do that. You know, you're going lower than animals. Come on, can't you just stick it in the pussy? Let's be for real. Why would you want to stick it in the buttocks? That's ungodly. Jesus doesn't go for that. Jehovah definitely doesn't go for that.
That's
he
right.
stands behind Jesus. He has judgment angels.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit is definitely not for that. And you think just because you're a female, you're getting away with that? But I'm going to tell you something, as we was on this lesson, that you keep doing it, then what happened? A disease will come up off. You know who put diseases? Judgment angels.
Right.
Just like what happened with the eating out of the vagina. You know,
right.
And then all of a sudden you're getting cancer. You keep doing that, it's going to be a disease, and the disease is going to happen because the dick does not belong in the buttocks. I'm going to tell you right now, you use the bathroom with the buttocks. A dick does not go, even though the female feels it, and the male say, oh, I enjoy it, put it in the pussy. I'm going to tell you right out. Don't, if you have to do it, don't do it like that. It's a lot of other things, but that's very, very, very below animalistic, you know, very, very low. You know, you talk about the homosexuals, you are just doing the same thing.
Right.
Just because you're female, you don't get away with it. We're telling you straight out. It's a lot of that going on, you know. Get away. If you have problems with it, talk to the Ghost Holy.
If you have a problem, talk to Jah Jesus. You want to get rid of it? It's because the feeling is strong. We're not here to condemn you. We're here to help you. Because, you know, we'll bring everything out. We know what's going on. So we're just here to bring it to your attention, you know. Another thing we're going to bring attention, you women, my lovely sisters, you know, of the earth. Now, let's come on, sisters. Right now, you're ahead 97% of diseases on the earth, more than men. 96%. When we started, it was 70%. Now it jumped up to 96%. You need the Ghost Holy. You're getting way out of control because of your feistiness, you know, because of your evil sins and your smoking and everything. It's 96% ahead of men. Men used to get heart attacks and stuff more. Now it's women. Women, you got to get it together. You carry a lot of baggage, like Chris Rock says. You call this one a bitch. You hate this one. You do these. You carry these grudges. You're getting cancer. I see so many women getting cancer. This is pathetic. I go here and there. You got to get it together. You're way ahead of the men. Men used to be ahead. Now you're ahead. You got to get it together. You got to get the Ghost Holy. That's your Savior. That's why we're here. We're not here to condemn you. We're here to bring it out, because we're bringing it out to you, baby. This is Son of God University. We're going to tell you like it is, you know. And the sisters, you are way ahead, 96% ahead of the men in all kinds of diseases, smoking, cancer, all that. That's way, way, way off the charts. There's no need for that. What you need is the Ghost Holy. You need Jah Jesus. That's going to save you. That's your Savior. You need the Ghost Holy in a hurry. That can save all your problems. Not going to church. You know those pimps don't care about that. The pimps want your money. You know, you need the Ghost Holy. You need the Holy Ghost. That's what you need. You don't need pimps giving their money, think that's going to get you into heaven. No, that's just putting money in their pocket. You need to go to the Ghost Holy and get on your knees and praise to Jesus to get the Ghost Holy, for you can get rid of the disease. Because remember, the Ghost Holy atomizes your body. It atomizes you. It purifies your body. It illuminates your body. It resurrects your body from the negative to positive. You remember back in the day with the Shambox and all those tent meetings, they used to have drug addicts, all kinds of whores, everybody come there, and they get delivered. They come, I got delivered. Yeah. How is it? Through the Ghost Holy, the Holy Ghost. You don't hear that no more. You may hear charismatic, whatever it is. What do they call it, my mother?
Charismatic.
Yeah, you hear that. Real nice. That's not the Holy Ghost. No. That's just getting the beat going, and you get you get your emotions going. But the Holy Ghost is in majesty and dignity. It's not hollering on the church like a rug rat, you know. Basically,
right.
You know, the Holy Ghost is divine energy coming in contact with your body. It illuminates your body. It atomizes your body. Your body is very important. Remember, we came to earth as body beings. You think Jesus is going to create you to come to this earth, be born, come to this earth to have a body and then to go and die? No, he wants you to live. Remember, he said, I'm here for life. Everything was about life, Jah Jesus said. It's about life. It's not about death. We, people on the earth, brought that, not Jah Jesus. The reason you die because you can't live forever in your sins. You don't want to. You can't, you know. You have to. So if you want to live forever, and you can, some people say, I want to live to 120. No, the average being wants to live forever on this planet earth. The average being wants to live forever. They do not want to live to 100. You want to be healthy? Look at America. America's being youthful, having money, living forever. That's America, you know. That's what you want to do.
Is that Donald
you
Trump
want the healthy
over there?
I believe so, my brother.
Yeah.
It's Donald Trump.
That's
know.
Right. That's right.
It's Donald Trump.
Thanks about that.
You want to live forever. You want to be victorious. You know, that's what you want to do. And the Ghost Holy can help you. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ, Jesus' Spirit, the Holy Spirit, they're all the same thing. Different terminology, it's all the same. That's what you need. It's not you don't need it to go to church. You need it in your life. You need your life 24/7. It helps you in everything you do. Everything. If you don't have the Ghost Holy, you're going to, you know, it helps you. If something does happen, then the Holy Ghost will help you and lift you up. If a negative, because remember, we live in a negative planet. We live, this is the negative planet in the universe, right here, planet Earth. But you can grow fast here. You know why? Because it's so negative. You don't look at the negative, look at the glory part of it. The glory, you have a body being, you're here on Earth. You can transmute any negative situation through the Ghost Holy and rise above it by praise, love, and gratitude. Gratitude, being thankful in all things. When you're thankful for all things, you have a great attitude, and that lifts your vibration up. And then things will change. Things have to change, especially when you have the Ghost Holy, you have Jah Jesus Spirit. Jah Jesus Spirit is powerful. Jah Jesus Spirit is life. Jah Jesus is energy. Jah Jesus keeps you going, man. Jah Jesus, if I chant that name, Jah Jesus is getting rid of demons,
that's
all
right.
Kind of negative stuff. Jah Jesus give you peace of mind. Jah Jesus, that power is a power. It's not so much, it's a power. It releases, it. When you chant that name, it just illuminates you. It gets rid of all distress. It gets rid of all problems. Just praising that name. If you get problems, start praising Jah Jesus, that inner Christ within. Just be thankful for where you are right now. Just get into Jah Jesus, that network within you, the Ghost Holy headquarters within you. And as you praise that, you'll lift your spirit up, and then your body be start lifting up with your spirit. Remember, people always talk about the spirit. You should be more concerned with your body, because your body is what you came with. The body you want to transform into spirit. People say it's all about the spirit. That's fine, but you want to take your body want to be one with the spirit. Your body want to be atomized with the spirit. Your body is very important. Your body is what's happening, baby. You want to become a god, a goddess, or do you want to go out naked? Naked is just with a spirit. It's cool if that's what you want to do. But if you want to A in Jah Jesus class, if you want to hang out with Jah Jesus, only the beings with body can hang out with Jesus. Repeat. Only the beings that have a body that spiritual life can hang out with Jesus. You can talk Jesus all day. You can preach Jesus all day. If you don't have a body, and if you're not translated, and if you're not a God and taking your body up like Enoch did, then you can't hang with Jesus. You're not going to be in his kingdom. You're going to be in a different level, my brothers and sisters. And everybody thinks, oh, I go to church. I have a big 50-ton Bible. I read it every day. I think that's really nice. Are you activating the Holy Ghost? Are you living the Holy Ghost? Are you have that energy in you continuously flowing? Are you worshiping Jah Jesus within you? Are you worshiping Jah Jesus, the Son of God, which is definitely legal? Are you praising? Because when you do all that, you're automatically worshiping Jehovah.
That's right.
When you're worshiping the Holy Ghost within you, you're worshiping Jah Jesus, the Son of God, and Jehovah. When you're worshiping Jah Jesus, the Son of Man, you're worshiping the Holy Ghost and Jehovah.
That's right.
That's the mystery. You guys don't think. But when you worship the Father, no Jah Jesus, no Holy Ghost.
No jurisdiction.
No jurisdiction on this planet. When you say Father, most of you Christians are saying Father, or who worship the Father, no power. Just forget it. It's no power. It's no power, period. When you say Jehovah, he's a powerful being, there's no power on this earth. You can say Father all you want. That's why your prayers are not being answered. Father this, Father that. It's the same old deadbeat prayer. Father this, Father that. No problem. Then you may say in the name of Jesus. You may try to butter Jesus up with that.
Right.
But you're praying to the Father. What are you praying to the Father for? He has no jurisdiction. He didn't create this planet. He didn't create you. Remember, Jah Jesus did. Why are you praying to him? Because when you pray to Jesus, you automatically pray to the Father. When you pray to the Holy Ghost, you automatically pray to Jah Jesus and the Father, Jehovah. Get that in your brains, because I don't think a lot of you know that. You keep saying father, and when my brother, he looks at the TV and say, man, they still saying father. And I said, they just don't get it. And then they have the shut-in list. They get no healing. They get nothing. They're not into the Holy Ghost. They're not into Jesus. And when you're not into that, by God, you're just not into the Christian religion. You're not living the teachings of God Jesus. I don't know what you live in. I don't know where you are. You're just some kind of host goal religion. That I don't know what you're doing, but you got to be in that. You want to be in God Jesus? Start praising him. You want the Holy Ghost? Praise him. You want to be delivered, and you want someone to listen to? Praise to the Ghost Holy. He's within you. He's all around you. Remember, he's the God that's within you. He's closer than hands and feet. Remember, he's the kingdom of God that Jesus was talking about, that's within you, all around you, all through you, all that energy. He's there for you. He's waiting for you to communicate with you. He loves to talk to you. He loves to give you instructions if you will only listen to him. Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby. You heard it live here, Son of God University, Jesus Christ International. No matter where we are and what part of the planetary system, whether it be Anaheim, California, whether it be Los Angeles, California, whether it be Seattle, Washington, whether it be Bangkok, Thailand, we are here for you, sweetheart. We are here by the movement of the Holy Spirit. You heard the solid truth. I think I'm ready to go home. We might have to get the song going, baby. I don't heard the truth. What else can I say? My brother spoke it very good. He spoke the solid truth, the whole truth, the Holy Spirit truth, so help us, Jesus Christ. You know, sweetheart, this is imperative. You heard my sweetheart brother say this over and over. It is not the will of God, Jesus Christ, that we be born on the earth, live, get old, decrepit, and barely hanging on at 120, can't hardly talk, can't hardly walk, and definitely can't do no sex and with your mate. And it's like, why are you living like that? What's the matter with your neck bone head? Remember, sweethearts, it is the will of Jesus Christ, the sixth chapter of St. John, that we eat Jesus Christ, drink of his great blood, and we can live forever.
That's right.
That's the power of the Easter season, the power of this holy month of March, which we have St. Patrick's Day on the March the 17th, on the Thursday, and like I said earlier, we get Palm Tree Sunday, which is on the very first day of spring, the vernal equinox spring. That's the Jesus Christ, Jesus. What's that coming up? Glory to Jesus Christ. We got another coming up. Jesus Christ, Jesus Resurrection. Zoom fire. New and everlasting covenant. So the saints that are open-minded and that is in love with Jesus Christ can participate on that great Palm Tree Sunday day, also which is the first day of the vernal equinox spring in the northern hemisphere, which is the first day of the autumn autumnal equinox in the southern hemisphere on planet Earth. With these seasons, it's something with the seasons, the constellation in the heavens, the power of the Christ fire, the planetary Christ, Jesus, it moves and grooves and nature works with humankind. You see, but like my brother said, sweetheart, brother said, you've got to become in love with Jesus. You got to give glory to Jesus. And these deadbeat ministers and churches, they say they in a revival. They ain't in no revival. They're not worshiping the Son of God. How are they going to be in a revival? Them numbskull, picklehead, pig feet, eating characters, neck bone eye personnel. They need to wake up. And we're not condemning you, sweetheart dogs, but we are blessing you because it's time to wake up. It's time to come to reality. You've been butter-footed and pussy-footed too long. It's time to stop eating Butterfingers and start glorifying Jesus Christ. And when I say stop eating Butterfingers, I'm not just referring to the candy bar. I'm referring to the spiritual people that like their ears tickle. They went to the churchy ghost and not the holy ghost. When you get into the holy ghost, that tastes better than French toast on every coast. Who I love the most, Jesus, Lord of hosts, the Holy Ghost. So it's important. It's imperative. You see, these are scriptural truths. It's in the Bible. It's in the Holy Bible that you worship. Like you people worship the Word, the Bible, and not worship the living Word, Jesus Christ. I heard ministers, my brother, they come on the air, and they exalt that Bible 17 minutes and exalt Jesus just a little bit. And they wonder why they can't bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't know who to come to because they're not teaching the power of Jesus Christ. They're talking all this crap, and they assuming that people knew that he resurrected. They don't know that. A lot of people don't know that Jesus Christ got the same physical body. He could take his physical body and take his left thumb and put it on his center nose, and then we go by and take his nose off his thumb. It could be done. Like I demonstrated right here on the studio, my brother and I. You see, Jesus Christ is a living being. Jesus Christ has a living physical body glorified in the Holy Spirit. So as Jesus Christ lived the life, and as he set the perfect example on planet Earth, that's the whole glory of Easter season, Palm Tree Sunday, when they came to worship him and to exalt him a week before the crucifixion. Yeah, I don't wait to the very last day to talk about the glory of Jesus Christ during the Easter time. I do it right now as the Spirit of Christ is permitting and allowing that. When Jesus Christ walked through the city, marched through Jerusalem on a horse or on a donkey, and they were praising him. And they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed be you who come in the name Jehovah, the great Messiah or Messiah. It's like the people and then some of the priests said, why are they worshiping you, Jesus? Why are these people praising you? Shouldn't they be praising God? Jesus said, no, they're doing the right thing. They're doing the, like my sweetheart brother said, if when you praise and shout Jesus Christ, you automatically are glorifying Jehovah, the God of God. You are automatically giving him worship. It's time that the ministers and the sinisters and the religious people and the men and the church folks and all the people that are into the churchy ghost get the Holy Ghost and wake up and stop disbelieving what the scriptures declare and start believing what thus saith the Lord Jesus Christ. They ignore his teachings. They ignore the Son of God. And Jesus said it in the book of Gospel of St. John, the disciple that whom Jesus loved me the most. And it's like, you have to wake up to reality, sweetheart. It's very simple. It's tomorrow to pick it up. It's very easy. It's not a hard thing to understand. You make it hard because you want to make it hard. Remember, you have a mind capable of intelligence. The mind is filled with intelligence when you glorify the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in charge of our subconscious mind if we permit Holy Spirit to be in our subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is the worst, corruptible, most beautiful, glorious mind in the physical body. Why? I said negative and positive. Because you can think negative thoughts, you can go to the pornography theater and stay there for 7 hours looking for a hot sausage or looking for a hot ladies deal, or you can spend that time with the light of Jesus Christ, and you can be exalted with Jesus Christ under his administration, under his guidance and lordship, and be glorified. You see, because a lot of you people are slaves, men and women. You are mental slaves. You are sex slaves. You are a slave to sin. You are a slave to that which is against the truth of life. Remember, like my sweetheart brother said, the Holy Spirit loves physical bodies. And that is only for our hope and our glory. Because when we are possessed of Holy Spirit energy, when we are glorifying Lord Jesus Christ, his divine spirit comes into us and gives us power. That Holy Spirit gives us power over sexual attacks, over sexual rape, anything. You wonder, why would that one of my brother earlier speak about the sex and about the lady and the pussycat and the digs? And my brother and I didn't plan this. I haven't seen him since the last time. And so it's like everything moved by Holy Spirit. You can take it or you can chuck it. It's up to you, my beautiful saints and wonderful sinners that want to get saved. Matter of fact, the sinners like it more than the Christians, my brother. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
the religious folks,
right.
I don't like the way he said that. I just don't like that. Well, shut up. Shut up and stop griping. Stop complaining. Stop moaning. I won't say bitching and moaning, but I did say it, but I won't say it 18 times. I just said it a few times. It's imperative, sweetheart saints and sinners. Wake up. Get rid of your self-pity. Throw off the shackles of negativity. Get rid of your illnesses. Throw them in the dumpster. You don't have to have them. Like my sweetheart loving brother said, a lot of cancerous deals and offset is becoming because of a negative against the light of Jesus Christ. Who is your God? Is the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Or are you worshiping some other lesser God? Are you a child of the lesser God and not a child of the great God within? What is happening? You have a choice, my sweetheart people. You have a choice. You want to grow old and die? Go ahead. Just be sure to write my name on the P.O. box. What's that P.O. box?
30817.
Yeah, you heard it. 30817. Seattle, Washington, 103.
Yeah, they can look on the internet.
Yeah, it's on the internet. You're looking at it right now. And just send all your monetary blessings to me and my brother. We won't get mad. Because if you want to die and you have that choice, And if you want to grow old and you got a great benefit package, send it our way. We won't get mad. We love you. We won't get mad. We're not begging for your money. But we said, hey, you know, you got all this monetary system, money, and you want to give it to somebody and you want to die, just check us out, baby. We'll love to have it. We'll have a ball. We'll have a ball. We will. We pay off bills. We'll do this. We'll do that. The necessary stuff to be. Why? Because we're teaching you that life is of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ created the human beings. This planet Earth should be so in love with Jesus. Think about that, my love. You should be in love with Jesus, the Lord of this planet, the Son of the highest God, the glorious, merciful one, the one who was spit upon, poo-pooed upon, pissed upon. He was aggravated upon. They mocked him. They scolded him. This is that time of year, the Easter, Good Friday, Easter season, Good Thursday, Monday, Thursday. This is when we celebrate it all year round, actually, but the calendar and the people, and the, you know, different movements, they celebrate it more at certain times of the year. But we are Jesus Christ conscious every day, baby, and that's the name of the game. Because when you recognize that Jesus Christ loves you, did you know, all ye earth-born sons and earth-born beautiful daughters, did you know that Jesus Christ, the lover of the universe, loves every individual of each person on planet Earth? Every individual is loved by Jesus Christ. There is not a soul that's not loved. Even the cold, air, various ones that are just loved by Jesus Christ. You see, my brother, it's imperative that we just know that Jesus Christ loves us. And now we can, in turn, as the scripture says, we love Jesus Christ. Why? The scripture says we love Jesus Christ because he first loved us. And we get excited because he's a merciful Lord and a merciful Savior, a merciful King, and a mighty God, the everlasting Father, the royal Prince of Peace. And by loving on this Jesus, I tell you, sweethearts, love keeps you young. Love me long, hug me strong. Love keeps you young. You love all humankind upon the planet, and then first of all, you love the Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ. You recognize if you love Jesus Christ, you are loved by the Father of Jesus Christ. That'd be Jehovah God. You see, automatically, and as we love, it's time for the religious bodies, the Christian world, the Muslim world, the Hindu world, the Shinto world, the Islamic world. Everybody needs to stop the damn hating, sweetheart, and let's do the blessing love. Remember, when you hate, you damn yourself. When you hate, you cause disorderly conduct in yourselves. You cause high blood pressure. You cause cancerous activities. You cause off balance. You cause those things, what they call when you're schizophrenia. All these things come because of negativity. You see, sweethearts, humans on Earth, you have the power. We have the power. Love is the power. When we love the Lord Jesus Christ, as the scripture commanded, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our might, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, and love every individual as neighbors upon the earth, like we love ourselves, we are progressive beings, sweethearts. It's imperative. Hear ye the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time to rise in the newness of life. It's time to wake up and feel the glory of Jesus Christ, the eternal fire that's flowing within us and all through us. Now, just think about that. When this Zoom fire flows inside of our temple being, we are young chicks. We are young and happy. We are glorious and triumphant. We are rich and royal. That is the covenant in power. That's the covenant of glory. It's the will of Jesus Christ that we stay young. And if those who want to live to be 120, that's cool, like my sweetheart brother said, but you can go beyond that. Why? Because in the 6th chapter of St. John, and in the 8th chapter of St. John, Jesus said, if you believe in me, and if you do my teachings, you shall never experience death. Enoch experienced the life on Genesis, the 5th chapter, verse 24. By faith, Enoch was caught up in the heavens. He did not croak. He did not die. He did not experience physical death. He was not found on earthly, because the Almighty has took him into the heavens with his physical body. 2 Kings, 2nd chapter, it verifies that Elijah was caught up into the heavens. And various apostles, St. John, the beloved, they're saying when they brought that disciple should not die, though Jesus didn't state it, but they knew in their heart that disciple was going to keep on living. And then you get these megabyte ministers that are saying, well, you know, St. John went on the island of Patmos, and he died on the island of Patmos. Who the hell told them that? Where did they get that, my brother? Did you see it in the scriptures?
No.
It's not recorded. Why? Because Jesus Christ made great appearances to St. John the Divine. He is known as the revelator of the truth given to him by the Lord Jesus Christ through the angelic beings and by Jesus himself also. Because Jesus appeared to him, to St. John, St. John fell down as a dead man. Now remember, St. John walked with Jesus on the earth when Jesus was in mortal form. But after Jesus Christ got glorified, and then St. John the Divine saw Jesus Christ, he said, whoa, he said he worshiped him. And fell down as the dead man. Why? Because the power of Jesus Christ was upon him. And then there were times that St. John the Divine said, behold, I am in the Spirit on the Lord Jesus' day. Look at that. He's in the spirit of high revelation, in the spirit of escalation. This St. John was transfigured, possibly on the island of Patmos. He did not die. You can't die in the presence of all of the love of Jesus Christ, in the presence of 16 gazillions of angels. I just give you a ballpark figure. There is no number of the innumerable amount of divine angels. When you're in the midst of all that paradise, how can you die? There is no death with the Lord Jesus. There is no death with the King of Gloria. St. John believed in life. If you notice, the Gospel of John speaks more about living forever than any other gospel in the Bible. You see, that's the disciple who was close to Jesus Christ. Him and I are very in love with Jesus Christ. We're close, you see, because Jesus Christ is a lover. Remember, Jesus Christ loves human bodies through the Holy Spirit and through himself. This is power, my sweethearts. This whole program is all about loving. Hi, why are we on the air? I could be home building muscles right now. I could be kicking back looking at the debate with Hillary Clinton, who I don't want for president, or Bernie Sanders, who I don't want for president either. I want, you know who I want, glory to Jesus. Jesus is our president. You see, Jesus Christ is the King of Glory. Now, do I hate Hillary Clinton? No, I love that woman. She should go home, retire, go to the Methodist church, like I said the other yesterday, and sit down and praise God's Son and worship him and get healed of that aneurysm and get healed of that stroke. We don't need nobody in the house that's going to fall down. We need a strong person in the American nation who's going to be in the White House, you see? So therefore, what am I saying? Why am I bringing that up for? Well, it's imperative. Everything we do, the Scripture says, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Scripture says in the 13th, 14th chapter of the book of Romans, there is a government over the nation. It was ordained by the Almighty. You get kings, magistrates, presidents, governors, senators, and various things like that. The Scripture says, don't gripe and moan and groan. Go out there and vote. You see, vote for the people. Pray for the people. Pray for the, you see, people, the ones that complain a lot about the political leaders, they don't do no voting, my brother. You see, they sit around and eat neck bones and the wrong kind of food, kicking back, getting heart failure, and they wonder why, disobeying the Scriptures of the Lord Jesus Christ, all that kind of stuff, eating hoggy balls, having the low jaws. What kind of game is that? Having titties hang super low. They don't love Jesus Christ, my sweetheart. I speak by the Holy Spirit, and if you don't like it, that is your problem, sweetheart. It's imperative that I speak the truth, we speak the truth, butter-up days are over, it's time to stand firm in the Son of God. Woe be unto you ministers. You go out there teaching hooscow doctrine, false doctrine, whoopsie-doopsie doctrine, failure doctrine. You don't love God's Son. You're out there for your own game, fame, and your own name, and you forget about the great name of Jesus Christ, and you need to be tamed, you dog. Wake up, sweet dogs. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Ain't no sleeping in bed, as Teddy Pendergrass sung on the record years ago. Wake up, all you preachers. Go preach the truth and reach the souls of humankind. All ye ministers of the world, all ye ministers of churches and synagogues and kingdom halls and ashrams and cathedrals and states and tabernacles and temples. It's time that you wake up to the reality of the truth. You're going to be shocked and find out that that false doctrine is false doctrine, and the truth is the truth. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. This Holy Spirit intelligence lets you know what's right and what's wrong. Like you heard my brother say, you don't have to look at the Ten Commandments to know that the Ten Commandments are the Ten Commandments. You don't have to have somebody stand over you and tell you, thou shalt not steal. You got the divine intelligence, Holy Spirit, right inside of your being, telling you, don't do that. That ain't the right thing to do. You got the intelligence within you, sweetheart. Every single soul on planet Earth, even the demon possessed, they know what is right. They know what is right. They know what is wrong. You say, how do they know? The divine intelligence is hanging out there. You see, this great planet that Jesus Christ died for made it so purposely, gloriously, that we can accept the Son of God. And while we're on that note, Jesus Christ, yes, is alive. Jesus Christ is sitting in the heavens, laughing and having a ball, glorified in eternal energy. Jesus Christ reigns with the Father, Jehovah, and he reigns inside the Holy Ghost. And so, therefore, we can reign with the Holy Spirit, inside of the Holy Spirit. We can even have the privilege to behold the face of God the Father. Enoch did it, Moses did it, and Jesus did it, Elijah did it, and many others have done it. And Stephen, when he was being stoned, it said the heavens opened, and he saw Jesus Christ standing beside God the Father, looking up in the heavens, seeing the glory and majesty of Almighty God. What is wrong with these people today? It's time that you open your mind, jack up your skulls, let the truth revelation come into you. The Holy Spirit is speaking to your consciousness day and night, night and day, and you've been putting it off a long time. Woe be unto you if the Holy Spirit entreats Jesus Christ, and that's Jesus Christ, can he leave your being? You'll be a soulless person, I tell you. You'll be a wanderer of destruction, because without the Spirit of life, you are a living, wonderful, beautiful deadbeat. And so you sweetheart deadbeats, we speak to you in love. Everything we say is in love, that you would wake up and come to the truth. O earth-born sons and daughters of Almighty God, you got the truth in you. The Spirit of truth is in the depths of your subconscious mind. Wake up and rise up and allow it to come forth. Allow this truth and be honest with the consciousness of Christ. That's the name of the game right there, to be honest and positive and powerful with this eternal life. The name of the game is also to wake up and discipline yourself and give that love to Jesus Christ. Express your gratitude to Jesus Christ. Be thankful when you go to the banyo or the restroom and just simple things. Be thankful that your bowels can move. Be thankful you got activity of your limbs and your fingers and thumbs. Be thankful that you can brush your teeth, comb your hair, wash your face, do this and do that, wash your entire body, take showers. The very thing that people take it for granted. Don't take it for granted, beautiful one. Be thankful. Blessed be Nancy Reagan, who passed out of this life I heard today, the wife of the president, Ronald Reagan. Blessed be her, and may she go make it into the room of light. You see, sweetheart, it's imperative that you live the laws of the universe. So when you get Nancy's age, you don't be an old woman. I'm not downgrading Nancy. I love her. I voted for her husband. Beautiful president. But you see, we have to become true stars inside of the supreme star, Jesus Christ. We can become superstars by living in the supreme star, by glorifying the light of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the main key, baby.
You got that right, baby. Jesus, baby.
Baby.
That's the way to go. That's the only way to go. That is a power, the power of the name, Jesus. It's a power. See, every human being wants power. You want power? Get into the Ghost Holy, baby. Get into Jesus Christ's Holy Spirit. That's where the power is. The power will reduce all these ailments. The power will take all your sins away. The power will give you the power to forgive. See,
yes.
It's a power. You can't go to a class and learn how to forgive intellectually. No, 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 my loving brothers and sisters. Like my loving brothers said, you need the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what gives you the power to come through all these negatives on the earth. Because let's face it, this is a wicked planet.
Yes.
And when you say wicked, it is wicked. It has all kind of negatives. People from other planets, they do not wish to come here at all. You know, they look down there, they say, You know, you have to kind of qualify, basically, to come down here.
Right.
And when you come down here, a lot of people forgot who they are. They forgot what their destiny is. Sometimes you get so caught up in your mission, you forget your destiny. Your destiny
right.
is to overcome. That's everybody on this planet, like my brothers said. My loving brother said, John, Jesus loves every single soul on this planet. I don't care what religion, he loves you all. What you've done, it doesn't matter. He has that unspeakable love. It goes, you can't even talk about it. It's just a love that penetrates. When you look at his eyes, that love,
yes.
it penetrates you. He's like, it penetrates you. You just like, oh, it's a feeling that you never felt before. This Jesus is full of love.
Amen.
He is love. The love substance is in you. Remember, you got that ghost holy. You have that love, but you want the complete love? You want to complete it by getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Once you get that, then it's in every cell of your body instead of just in just a sire within you. It emulates your whole body from your feet to your dick, to your head, to your vagina, to
That's
your
right.
hair, all everywhere, in your fingers. This divine Holy Ghost, this is in every atom of your body. That's what you want. It's a feeling. You're talking about feeling. You really feel something when you get the Holy Ghost. People, you want to feel. People trade drugs to feel. People do sex to feel.
Right.
People do all this stuff. Get the feeling of the Holy Ghost. You get the feeling of the Holy Ghost, it's going to go down up 1,000,000% of feeling. You think you feel then, you're going to really feel. You're going to feel so much, you're going to have the love. Then you're going to have the love. Then you're going to learn how to love. When you get the love, things are not going to affect you like they did before.
Amen.
You're going to know how to love your wife. The wife is going to know how to love her husband. You're going to know how to love Jesus. You're going to love his name. You're going to know how to love your enemies. You're going to do that. It's by the power. He spoke the scriptures. You can read the scriptures, but you want the power.
Right.
See, the power gives you the way to live. Without the power to live, you can't live. You're still in your mortal state and still doing the same old thing. You can say you're doing this and doing that. You're not going nowhere. If you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, you are a deadbeat. Repeat, if you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, you're a deadbeat. Because the power of the Holy Ghost gives you the power to live life. It gives you the power to love. It gives you the power to forgive. It gives you the power to conquer the demons. It gives you the power to have peace of mind. This power, this energy is so it invigorates your whole soul and your being. You know, it's a feeling. Everybody's in the feeling. And that's why I keep going. Everybody, it's a feeling is strong.
Oh, yeah.
That's why the sexual feeling is so strong. You know, you want something that's better than a sexual feeling or a drug feeling, a feeling like a marijuana or any kind of other drugs you take, get into the Holy Ghost feeling.
Yes.
That Holy Ghost feeling, it makes things alive in your body. You know, it makes things alive. You want to become alive? See, it makes your body come alive. Your atoms, it makes all the atoms in your body come alive. Those mother chlorines, they come alive. They start talking to you. They tell you what to do. It communicates with you. You have a communion. See, that's when you communion with Jesus. It's through his Holy Ghost. You communion all the time. Then it makes the Bible alive. Then it makes the scriptures alive because you're living it. You're feeling it. And then when you read the scriptures, it will interpret it for you. It will tell you if what was meant to be said or what shouldn't be said. It'll tell you because that intelligence would talk to your brain and it would tell you everything. It's alive. You want to live in a world that's alive, not a deadbeat world. And the only way you can do it is by, like my brother said, my loving brother said, getting the Holy Ghost, living it, loving Jesus, being true to yourself. You got to be true and just. If you're not, you're trying to play games and stuff like that, you're not going to get the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you that now. You got to be true to yourself. You know, at the end of the day, you got to be true. When things come up, you got to confess. Confess. You know, even the Catholic Church, they have you confess to the priest.
Right.
What better mode? You confess to Jesus. See, you confess to Jesus. And then in the scripture it says, when you do an offering, go and confess it to the person you did it to. If you did something wrong, you got to go confess it to that person with your mouth. And then you confess it to Jesus. And
right.
See, you got to learn how to confess. If you don't, you're going to stay in the same old dump. You're not going to go anywhere,
That's
baby.
Right. That's
you,
right.
You can do everything you want.
Glorious.
It's not going to go anywhere. You got to confess. You got to quit playing games. You play games, you're going to go around and around and around we go, and nowhere you would go. You just keep going in the
That's
circle.
Right. That's
and
right.
So you don't want to do that, my loving brothers and sisters.
Amen.
I see a lot of people doing it.
Yep.
They think they're getting over. They're not getting over. You got to be true and just in this way. You got to love, you know, you got to live holy. And the only way you can live holy is through the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And it's a power. You can't do it yourself. Some people say, "Oh, I don't do this. I don't steal. I don't do all that." They can do those Ten Commandments, but they got a lot of other stuff going on inside of them that they don't know because they don't have the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost will bring it out. See, when you get the Holy Ghost, it'll let you know. Because especially when you get the Holy Ghost, I mean, you have the Ghost Holy and the Holy Ghost natural, but when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost,
right.
it amplifies it.
So
it tells you, like, hey, man, that ain't cool.
That's
you know,
it.
You shoot somebody, you're going to kill somebody, that's definitely not cool. You're going to rape somebody, or you're going to commit adultery, or you're going to do whatever you're going to do negative, it will let you know, and it will stay with you. Until you start confessing it and stuff like that. If you don't confess it and you keep doing it, then you go to blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, you know. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Ghost is very merciful. That means no forgiveness. That means that you just cease to become a person. That means you your identity just burns up and you don't have no identity. Blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is very, very dangerous.
Yes.
That's why you want to get the Holy Ghost and live the principles of the power. And when you get the power, maybe, you're on your way. It's just like a 4-4. You start that engine, boom, you're ready to go and rock and roll. You have the power. You have the energy. You have the enthusiasm. You have the gratitude. You're thankful in all things. You're ready to roll, baby, you know. That's what you need. You don't need a pimp preacher, like my brother says, that's trying to rob you and trying to steal you. They say, will you rob God? Will you pimp preachers rob my brothers and sisters? It seems like you're robbing them. You're not teaching them the truth. All you want is their money. And then you say they're going to get a high stature if you pay all this money. Jesus don't need your money. He don't give a damn about you paying all that money for you to have a pimp mobile or whatever, or a plane mobile. He don't give a damn about that. He wants your soul and your spirit. And that's why Son of God University. This is Son of God University, baby.
Yes, it is, baby. The canon. Glory to Jesus Christ Almighty. And we thank you for tuning in and just continue to pray to Jesus and do what was been said because we love you, sweetheart. We thank you for listening and we pray that you would fulfill the truth and be bold and talk to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Oh, sweet Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I am sorry for what I have done. I confess them to you. I want to be made whole. Fill me with Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus Christ. Some type of prayer like that in your own way, in your own form, commune with God's Son, and you will become canonized in the name of Jesus. Good day, good night.
Jesus, baby. You got that right.